Chapter 4 Spring at Last. One morning, the giant was lying awake in bed when he heard some lovely music. It sounded so sweet to his ears that he thought it must be the king's musicians passing by. It was really only a little bird singing outside his window.But it was so long since he had heard a bird sing in his garden that it seemed to him to be the most beautiful music in the world. Then the hail stopped dancing over his head, and the north wind had stopped roaring. A delicious perfume came to him through the open window.
"I believe the spring has come at last," said the giant.
He jumped out of bed and looked out.What did he see? He saw a most wonderful sight. Through a little hole in the wall, the children had crept in. They were sitting in the branches of the trees. In every tree that he could see, there was a little child. And the trees were so glad to have the children back again that they had covered themselves with blossoms and were waving their arms gently above the children's heads.The birds were flying about and singing with delight. And the flowers were looking up through the green grass and laughing. It was a lovely scene. However, only in one corner it was still winter. It was the farthest corner of the garden, and in it was standing a little boy. He was so small that he could not reach up to the branches of the tree.He was walking all around it, crying sadly. The poor tree was still quite covered with frost and snow. The north wind was blowing and roaring above it.
"Climb up, little boy," said the tree.
It bent its branches down as low as it could, but the boy was too tiny. The giant's heart melted as he looked out.
"How selfish I have been!" he said. "Now I know why the spring would not come here. I will put that poor little boy on the top of the tree, and then I will knock down the wall. My garden shall be the children's playground forever and ever."
He was really very sorry for what he had done.